China's premier begins a visit to Greece today. Over the last 5 years, China has been pouring money into the Eurozone's most troubled economy at a time when most other investors have stayed away. As Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the Chinese hope to turn Greece into a European gateway for its products.
When Lan Xiaocheng moved to Athens 24 years ago, he was just another young man fascinated with Socrates in the Greek islands. He worked odd jobs until he saved enough money to open a small travel agency 15 years ago. Now Athens Silk Road International Travel has two offices and 10 employees from Greece and China. It hosted at least 4,000 of the 30,000 Chinese tourists who visited Greece last year, Lan says.
Did you see many Chinese come, even though there was a crisis here?
Yes, because the crisis is Europe, no China.
It's not just the Chinese tourists that are helping Greece, says Konstantinos Yannidis, president of the Hellenic Chinese Chamber of Commerce.
Back in 2012, everyone was busy speculating whether Greece would leave the euro. But the Chinese prime minister then went out of his way to declare that his country had purchased Greek bonds to support the Greek economy.
China and Greece started to build economic ties after Greek ship owners began using Chinese shipyards to build their tankers in the 1970s. That connection brought Chinese shipping giant COSCO to the port of Piraeus in 2009, when the company signed a long-term lease to use two piers in the port as a container shipping hub. That operation has grown by 50% each year, Yannidis says.
Step by step, it's moved forward to become a major operation. And I believe, as does COSCO, that it could become the largest port for container ships in the Mediterranean.
The Chinese now want to lease a third pier in Piraeus from the Greek state. They are already testing the loss-making Greek railway to see if they can transport directly into Central Europe. COSCO wants to invest in the railway infrastructure to make it more efficient, says Elias Belos, a journalist who has chronicled the rise of the Chinese in Greece.
And now, after a new railroad connection to the port, they are trying to rechannel imports from Asia through the train towards Central Europe. That saves about 6 days' time and the corresponding costs. So there has been a great competition between Northern Europe's ports and Piraeus in particular.
Belos calls it the new Silk Road. And despite complaints over treatment of workers at COSCO, a recent poll showed that more than 80% of Greeks believe China can financially support their country. Rich Chinese are also moving to Greece thanks to a 2013 law that gives Greek visas to foreigners who buy real estate worth at least 250,000 euros. That's about $340,000. Back at his travel agency, Lan Xiaocheng says he's meeting many Chinese newcomers in Greek language classes. I'm finally studying Greek too, he says. Like many Chinese, Lan says he's ready to call Greece his home. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.